This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network. I welcome you again to Between the Keys. This week, our program is all about the sonatina. So let's begin with a sonatina in F major by Beethoven. It's going to be performed by a pianist who was one of the great classicists of 20th century pianists, Solomon. Thank you. That was the pianist Solomon performing Beethoven's Sonatina in F major. Ernesto Halffter was one of the most important Spanish composers of the 20th century. We're going to hear several selections from his early multi-movement Sonatina, performed by a pianist who is one of the leading champions of piano music from her native Argentina as well as other Spanish-speaking countries. This is Miriam Conti. pianist Miriam Conti performing two movements from Ernesto Halffter's 1927 Sonatina. I'm only just becoming acquainted with the work of Ingvar Lidholm, who was born in 1921 and still very much with us. He composed a sonatina in three very brief movements. Each movement lasts under a minute, so I think it makes sense to hear the whole piece. Lidholm's Sonatina, and the pianist is Hans Paulsen. Paulsen playing Ingvar Lidholm's 1947 Sonatina. Out of the six sonatinas that Ferruccio Busoni composed, the sixth one is probably the most familiar. It's subtitled Chamber Fantasy on Carmen, and it's basically a paraphrase based on themes from Bizet's opera Carmen. There's a wonderful recent recording I've heard by pianist Joseph Moog that I would like to share with you now. Thank you. Ferruccio Busoni's Sonatina No. 6, performed by pianist Joseph Moog. Another composer who wrote six sonatinas was Maurice Emmanuel, who lived from 1862 until 1938. Although he composed approximately 75 works, he either destroyed or disowned all but 30 of them. And among the works he kept were the six sonatinas, which are, I believe, his only piano pieces that survive. I find them beautifully crafted and quite inventive. So why don't we hear the first movement, Moderato, from Sonatine No. 3, performed by Laurent Wachschell. The Moderato from Sonatine No. 3 by Maurice Emmanuel with pianist Laurent Wachschell. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and we are featuring sonatinas this hour on Between the Keys. You might know the name Oscar Levant as someone who was a good friend of George Gershwin, as well as being one of Gershwin's main interpreters, or in his guise as a wisecracking radio and television personality and raconteur. but you may not know him as a classical composer. But in fact, Oscar Levant wrote a lot of music, maybe not a lot of music. There is a piano concerto he wrote, and he also wrote this three-movement sonatina in 1931. He recorded it 9 years later, but I would like to feature a recording by my good friend, the late pianist Joseph Smith, who was somebody who devoted his life to unusual and off-the-beaten-track repertoire. So let's listen to the second movement of the Oscar Levant Sonatina, Joseph Smith at the piano.
Thank you.
Music by Oscar Levant, the slow movement from his 1931 Sonatina. That was with Joseph Smith at the piano. Here is the opening movement of a sonatina by Hermann Goetz. Hermann Goetz was a German composer, pianist, conductor, as well as a music critic. He lived only 26 years, from 1840 until 1876, yet during the last 3 years of his life, he managed to churn out quite a substantial amount of works. The pianist is Christoph Kämmer. Pianist Christoph Kämmer playing the Piano Sonatina in E flat major, opus 8, number 2, the first movement Allegro con brio. The composer was Hermann Goetz. Here is a three movement sonatina for piano duet by Jorgi Ligeti. It's one of his earlier works. We're going to hear it performed by Irena Kataeva and Pierre-Laurent Aimard. Music of Ligeti, his three-movement piano sonatina. That's a relatively early work of this composer, dating from around 1950 or 1951, I'm not exactly sure. And we heard it performed by Irina Kataeva and Pierre-Laurent Aimard. Next, we have music by Sibelius, who is not a composer that is particularly known for his piano music, but he wrote quite a bit for the keyboard, including three sonatinas. We're going to hear the Largo from the Sonatina in F sharp minor, and it is performed by Eric T. Tavascherna. We've been listening to pianist Eric T. Tavascherna playing music of Sibelius, the Largo from the Sonatina in F-sharp minor, opus 67, number 1. And now for a different mood altogether, the third movement rondo from a sonatina by John Ireland. And actually, we have another pianist named Eric, this time Eric Parkin. Music of John Ireland, the Rondo from his Sonatina for Piano. We heard it performed by Eric Parkin. Probably one of the most familiar sonatinas in the entire repertoire is that of Maurice Ravel. Well, in this case, it's the sonatine. Let me correct my grammar here. The third and final movement is marked anime, and we have a genuinely animated and idiomatic performance by one of the great exponents of French Impressionism, Walter Gieseking. Music of Maurice Ravel from his Sonatine, we heard the third movement marked anime, performed by Walter Gieseking. We're going to close our exploration of sonatinas with something a little bit over the top. It's a tango by the composer and pianist Andrew Violette, who is the person that first got me into performing contemporary music many, many years ago, for which I will always be grateful.
Thank you.
Andrew Violette performing his own tango from a group of five sonatinas. Andrew Violette is one of the great composer pianists around, and he had a big, big influence on me when I was young. We performed one of his large-scale sonatas for two pianos together, and that was my initiation, my trial by fire into performing contemporary piano music, and I remain indebted to Andrew for that. Thank you, all these years later. And I am indebted to the Classical Network for inviting me to become their artist in residence 4 years ago and allowing me the freedom to pursue my lifelong dream of producing and hosting my own radio program. And I appreciate all the support and the feedback that you have given me over the past 4 years since I've started Between the Keys. This is Jed Disler, and I thank you again for tuning in, and I hope we will be together at this time next week for Between the Keys. This program is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.